Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Hey, today we're talking about page 250 of Beyond the Supernatural, and what better way to celebrate this landmark than a picture of a trash monster. You can check out the Instagram, but it's a pile of trash, a sort of animated heap, because of course we are still in the monster section, and today we're discussing the tectonic entity. We've been running down all these different immaterial spirits that possess different shit, spirits that love places, spirits that love memories, spirits that love jewelry and weapons, and sometimes inexplicably stumps. The tectonic entity is a spirit that loves to inhabit a collection of little, ideally gross objects, which it can assemble into one big body that it can use to kill you. I think trash monsters are cool. I think debris monsters are cool. You give me a twig monster, you give me a scrap monster, you give me a bone monster, animating the bones in a graveyard into one big, gross bone thing, fantastic. I like swarms, I like hive minds, one big gross body made of all kinds of little gross shit, I love it. And it doesn't even need to be gross. I alluded last time to a big killer body made of Hot Wheels. That's cool too. Doesn't need to be gross. Being mauled by a big collection of anything is horrifying, so go nuts, be creative. And that's what a tectonic entity is prone to do. It says that it stalks you and waits for the right time to incorporate into a big composite body and beat your ass. And to me, the right time is anytime you're alone and anytime that the tectonic entity has some inspiration. I mean, we learned last page, actually, that it can feed on PPE pretty much whenever it wants. And that's all it needs to live. So this thing about animating and killing people, that's a hobby. That's its recreation. It just likes to kill. It likes to glut itself on PPE, but it can do it anytime. So it can call its shots. It can wait until you're surrounded by a bunch of cool shit, you know? Keep in mind, it doesn't need to observe any Just for Kicks masquerade. So it could be when you're alone and vulnerable, horror movie style, or it could be middle of the day when you least expect it. Maybe you visit the Lego store with your family. And the tectonic entity who's been stalking you for who knows, maybe days, is just like, oh, fuck yes, I knew I should wait. I almost took this motherfucker out at the gas station. I almost animated that whole snack aisle, and that would have been cool. I would have loved to kill somebody with a body made of Twinkies and Ho-Hos, but I'm so glad I waited. Now we're at the fucking Lego store. A tectonic entity's dream. And good for a tectonic entity for achieving that dream, because it doesn't always go down like that. Sometimes a tectonic entity is summoned and directed by a boring-ass magic practitioner, and sometimes that boring-ass magic practitioner is a puppet fetishist. Apparently there's a lot of them, because the possibility of animating puppets with a tectonic entity is called out on this page as common, and that is the dumbest thing on this page. After describing all the cool shit that a tectonic entity can do under its own self-direction, with its own creative vision, the text says, quote, "A tectonic entity may be used by evil practitioners of magic or greater supernatural beings to breathe life into an infinite variety of monstrous puppets, including the legendary golem and specially designed bodies." So first of all, golems are a whole different thing. A true golem is something different. We've seen rules for it in Heroes Unlimited. Golems are cool. I'm not here to beef with golems. I am here for a beef golem, but that's for another time. This is not a true golem situation. This is a situation where an evil magic practitioner creates puppets and summons a tectonic entity and then fucking wastes it on animating a puppet. What's cool about a puppet? Nothing. Typically. I'll give you like Ralph, Dr. Teeth. Okay, there are exceptions. There are cool puppets. But let's not be pedants about this. We're comparing this to mauling your foes with a trash monster or a twig monster or a Lego monster. Compared to that, animating some little fucking puppet, it's kind of creepy. I mean, puppets are creepy. They're gross in a different way from a trash monster. They can be made scary. But it's not as cool, it's not as intimidating, it's not as creative, it's stifling for the tectonic entity, and it's less effective. So I don't know why a magic practitioner would do this unless they were a puppet fetishist. Because consider, this page gives rules for the SDC values of different kinds of bodies a tectonic entity can inhabit. It says, quote, "Large animated bodies, colon, like a stuffed doll, puppet, mannequin, stone statue, or suit of armor, will have the same SDC as originally designed into them. Typically, 5d6 times 10 SDC. So on average, we're talking about maybe 180 SDC, which is a lot, which is tough. Don't get me wrong. A stone body, metal body, suit of armor, 180 SDC, that's very tough. No doubt. It's better than a lot of the options that a tectonic entity who's doing it for the art might use. A body made of leaves, paper, cardboard, and rags, it says, has only about 100 SDC. So, you know, if you're a magic user who's meticulously created a ritual murder puppet that's got 80 more SDC than a body made of literally leaves and dirt. Good for you. Now, it's not as good as a body made of twigs and wood, actual twig, like from the forest floor, or let me buy some firewood and just have a tectonic entity assemble a body out of it as the entity sees fit. That gives you 1d4 times 100 SDC. 3 out of 4 times, that's going to be better than your murder puppet. Just twigs and firewood. Plastic, tin cans, and rubbish? A monster made out of the fucking recycling? 2d4 times 100 SDC. That's an average of 500 SDC compared to the 180 you're getting from your fucking bespoke, handcrafted, artisanal golem with 180 fucking SDC. Pathetic. Summon a tectonic entity into your goddamn recycling and tell it, when it discorporates in 24 hours, to do so in the dumpster out back. Boom. You've taken out the figurative trash by killing your foes, and you've taken out the literal trash by using a trash monster to do it, and then commanding the trash monster to go take itself directly into the garbage when it is finished. And you get more SDC in the bargain. The dumbest thing on this page is even mentioning the option for a spellcaster to, at great expense in time and money and effort, create a humanoid body to serve as an inferior receptacle for this extremely creative and cool murder machine they've summoned. I mean, listen, a tectonic entity that you summon and have it make a body of its own design out of dirt has 3d6 times 100 SDC. That's like 1,000 SDC. Why on earth would you have this thing inhabit some kind of fucked up floppy puppet with 180 SDC that costs you time and money you don't have? You're a busy wizard. I'll tell you why. It's because this is your hobby. We were talking about killing being a hobby for the tectonic entity. Clearly, your hobby is summoning dangerous, cool, artistic, creative, badass spirits and forcing them to inhabit fucking puppets for your amusement. Inferior puppets. Magic practitioners are gross. I'm starting to be glad they're not in this game. Not good gross, like trash monsters. Bad gross, like real doll enthusiasts. Bad, bad gross. If you're a creepy wizard who summons spirits to inhabit real dolls, I hope they get out of control and rip your fucking dick off, and I mean it. In fact, I hope it happens repeatedly across the ages, leading up, inevitably, to a tectonic entity living its best life, forming a 12-foot murder machine entirely out of severed wizard dicks. It is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that my time in the hotel room is coming to an end. I have 9 minutes left, just enough time to gather my shit, throw my garbage away, and get myself out of here before hotel management comes knocking. My mission to complete this season in this hotel room has failed. However, I came damn close. There is almost exactly 1 week of MDC left in this season. I won't finish it in this hotel room, but I will damn sure finish it the next time I sit down. Join me next time for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.